applying hours of service regulations, applying hours of service or HOS regulations, including on-duty and driving limits and the 34-hour restart provision, is essential for tractor-trailer operators to ensure compliance, safety, and efficient scheduling. These regulations are designed to prevent driver fatigue and promote safe driving practices. Here's how to apply these regulations. On-duty and driving limits, U.S. regulations. 11-hour driving limit. Tractor-trailer operators can drive a maximum of 11 hours in a consecutive 14-hour on-duty period. The 14-hour period starts when the driver begins any work-related activities. Once the 11-hour limit is reached, the driver must take a 10-hour rest break before driving again. 14-hour on-duty limit. The 14-hour on-duty period includes all work-related activities, not just driving. This means that any time spent on tasks like loading, unloading, paperwork, and breaks counts towards this limit. After 14 hours, a driver must take a 10-hour off-duty period. 30-minute break. Tractor-trailer operators must take a 30-minute break if they have been driving for 8 consecutive hours. This break can be taken in segments, but must add up to at least 30 minutes of off-duty or sleeper berth time. Weekly limits. Tractor-trailer operators are subject to weekly limits. They can't work more than 60 hours in 7 consecutive days or 70 hours in 8 consecutive days. This limit can be reset with a 34-hour restart. 34-hour restart provision. The 34-hour restart provision allows tractor-trailer operators to reset their weekly work hours. Here's how to use it. After reaching the maximum weekly hours of 60 or 70, take a continuous 34-hour rest break that includes 2 periods from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. The 34-hour restart will reset the driver's weekly work hours, allowing them to start a new work week. This means they can continue to drive without accumulating hours from the previous work week. Ensure that all activities during the 34-hour restart are logged as off-duty time. It's important to note that HOS regulations can vary by country, and the above description specifically applies to U.S. regulations as of my knowledge cutoff date in September 2021. Tractor-trailer operators should stay informed about the specific HOS regulations in their region and keep accurate records of their on-duty and off-duty time to ensure compliance. Additionally, electronic logging devices are often used to automatically track and record HOS to assist drivers in compliance.